everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we've been studying our redemption from the curse of the law. It's amazing in 57 years, you hear a lot of people, and you hear a lot of people personally say things. I personally heard this man say this. He was preaching and got all excited, and he said, God will break your leg just to prove to you that he can heal it. Well, I realized that he just really got carried away with himself. And people preach on the curse, but they just preach God will curse you. He's going to do it to teach you something. No, that isn't it. We've been redeemed from that.
Thank you, Father.
So we're discussing these things, these exceeding precious covenant promises. So let's go back to the Gospel of John once again, where Jesus is praying. And they still don't know that he's headed to the cross. He just didn't. The only time he mentioned it, he said, as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth. Well, Friday doesn't get it. John mentioned the fact that this was a high Sabbath. It started on Wednesday. You might as well get it right. But let's go back where we were here now. And look in John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Are you ready? He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Listen. Now, We don't have runaround room in here. I tell you, I'm stirred up. I don't know how I could get stirred up anymore, but I am stirred up over this. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has is mine, and I say, he will take what's mine and show it unto you. Yeah. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And these are the days, saith the Lord, that I plan on doing this. For these are times that are dangerous and perilous, particularly in the United States. I will take what's mine and show it unto you, and I will cause revelation to come to the nation. And I will see to it that people hear it, and I will see to it that they're moved by it, for I am the Lord thy God. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God of the universe. I created all of this. I created this nation, and I can fix it, saith the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he'll take of mine and show it unto you. What? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all the truth. He'll not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He'll glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. All of it. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Well, hang on. All right. Now that is... I want to get that exactly right. John 16, 13. Are you ready? Oh, I already have this marked up. I'm telling you. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare it to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine and reveal it, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said he, the Spirit. Will take the things that are mine and reveal, declare, disclose, and transmit them to you. And the great apostle said, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then he will quicken, he will make alive your mortal body. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Of course, we know that the Father already had a plan. 50 days from the cross. 50 days. Hebrews for Pentecost are 50 days from the cross. Suddenly. Suddenly. And I'll remind you that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was in there, and she spoke in tongues just like all the rest of them. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Glory to God. Now, Joseph was out of the picture. And the Bible doesn't give us what happened to him. He's a good man. Oh, he was very kind to her. And it said he wanted to put her away quietly so no one would know that she's pregnant. But the angel appeared to him in a dream. And he followed instructions to the letter. But we have no idea what his age was. But he was off the scene. But she was there on the day of Pentecost. So, that's what the Master was referring to. He was referring to the day. And he said, go to Jerusalem and don't depart until the promise of the Father comes. And Peter got up and said, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. Well, you need to go read what the prophet Joel said to understand, which I've done. And so I just put myself in there. And that's one of the reasons I get so excited about it. And John 16:23. I have used that. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. Now remember, class, none of these things were even mentioned. But what were they doing? Shouting across those two valleys. Now, what was happening? This is not a trick question. What was happening as they were shouting these things across that valley? Loud. Loud. What was happening? Turn to Mark 11. And you'll see it. And for the sake of the radio and television audience, I'm going to read this from the Classic Amplified. And then you'll understand. Okay, here we go. Mark 11. When they were getting near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage, and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples, instructed, and go to the village and so on, you know that. And they brought the colt to Jesus. And on the day following, he came to Bethany. He was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it, for the fig tree, in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time of the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. So, well, didn't he know? You going to start questioning him? Not this boy. No, there's purpose here. Now, we have that first. And we'll come back and read the rest of it in a moment. And on the morrow, when he came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came. Now you know why he came. If happily he might find anything thereupon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Notice yet is in italics here. And he answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? You have made it a den of thieves. Now that was his plan right there. That fig tree didn't count to him, but this was the mission. Now, if you read this, he went over there, but then he went back and stayed all night before he went back. Why? He said, I only do what I see my father do, and I only say what I hear my father say. So he went back and prayed about this on what he should preach and how he should do it. And that's the point. It is written. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought that they may destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city. Okay, here we're 24 hours later. They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering, here's the way he answered Peter. Mm-hmm. Have faith in God. Cross reference. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say from mountain to mountain,
that's right.
Faith was coming.
Ooh,
faith was coming.
Wow.
It was building up across there. And they shouted it, and they shouted it, and they said it, and they said it until faith came. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Now, whosoever, be thou removed. A little K. But then he said this. So I noticed one day the Lord said, look, I put it into motion.
Ooh, that's true.
Therefore, I say. And he said, I fully plan to get what I said. Because he's teaching them. They didn't know it. But he's teaching them. He's training them for later when the Comforter shall come. When the Holy Ghost shall come. All of this is on-the-job training. Now, you have to remember, Judas was right there. He was part of all of this. He was in it. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, my man, he wasn't my father in the spirit, Oral Roberts was and is, but he was my mentor in faith. And he's the one, by the Spirit of God, that separated me into the office of the prophet on June the 30th, 1967, at Williams Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Anyway, he said he was out, he was praying, and these are the scriptures that got him off of the deathbed. He said he was over in the sanctuary praying, and the Lord said, did you ever notice that saying was mentioned three times and believing only once? He said, that's the reason you have to preach three times as much on the saying as the believing. Because he said, my people are not missing it in the believing, but they're missing it in what they say.
That's it.
They're missing it in what they say. No teaching on it. So let's look at it and see. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Believing once, saying three times. So the Lord told him, he said, you'll have to do three times as much teaching on the saying part. And you still have people that struggle with that. Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't want to say that. Why? Well, I don't feel like saying that when I just don't feel like, don't start that feeling. That is red words. Those are red words.
That's it.
Say this. Red words win.
Red words win.
Red words win. They are right.
They are right.
I'm wrong.
I'm wrong.
I agree with the red words.
I agree with the red words.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But if you do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Well, now, I want to go to the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. And he, Jesus, began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude. So now, we have a great multitude,
yeah,
but they're out there on by satellite. Thank you, Clyde. Ooh, Thomas McGee.
Yeah.
Born again, Holy Ghost baptized man that prayed in tongues working for Hughes Company. And he is the man that synchronized, did the science to synchronize the first satellite with the earth 24,000 miles into space. That's the reason we have satellite navigation on our cars. Mm-hmm. Clyde Thomas McGee. Mm-hmm. His wife was part of the Blackwood Brothers gospel singers. Well, and I've told this before, I called him and I said, Clyde, can you hook satellites together? The Lord has led me to do a worldwide communion service. He said, yeah. I said, how? He said, I don't know. But he said, you need it? Well, yeah. He said, okay. Well, you know that answer to that. God meets our needs according to his riches and glory. I'll get it. And he did, and we had a worldwide communion service. It came down to, and those little plastic cups, amen. Welch's grape juice did that for us so that we wouldn't have glass in the convention center downtown. So every time you take communion with those little cups, you say, thank you, Brother McGee. I'll be back in just a moment.
Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, he will have whatever he says. Believer, it's time to operate in the fullness of the power of Christ in you. Get your Authority in Jesus package, an MP3 teaching and study guidebook by Kenneth Copeland, and learn what it means to be seated in heavenly places in Christ, reigning with him. Jesus became a human like us so we could become like him. When you use the name of Jesus in faith, all the power and authority he has backs you up. Are you needing wisdom? Receive it by faith. Are you facing sickness? Speak God's healing promises. Lack? Declare His provision. God's creative power goes to work when, by faith, you speak out His promises. Learn to use your authority in Jesus and fulfill His call to bring salvation and deliverance to the world. Request your free copy of Your Authority in Jesus package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a child of God, you have been given authority to operate in the blessing. Learn how to live in the victories Jesus has given you. Go to our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01225-787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Now, I warn you right now, if you Google Clyde Thomas McGee, you probably won't find anything. But we're putting a fix to that. Amen. Doing a piece on it in Revival Radio TV and on Flashpoint. And we're going to do a Flashpoint where we're going to talk about him and then bring up his picture and all of that. The world's going to find out about him. So every time we fly by satellite, I say, Clyde, thank you, brother. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Be here tomorrow. Don't forget it. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yee-haw! Glory to God, I'm excited about it.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.